May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus says, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Jesus is running out of time. He needs to teach the disciples again how he has loved them, so they will remember it. His command to love one another is not new, it's ancient. But the command from Jesus to love one another as I have loved you is new. It is everything new, because it isn't general or abstract. It isn't a general good feeling or good deeds or widespread kindnesses, which are all good things. It is new because love, the love of Jesus as a servant, is specific. It's deep, personal, unique. We all know Jesus does not wave his hand over the crowd of 5,000 like a rock star and shout, I love you. Jesus loves by serving one person at a time. One pair of eyes, one pair of feet. Feet that have stood by him, walked with him, stumbled over rocks, stepped on thorns, developed first blisters and then calluses. Each pair of feet that Jesus washed that night was unique. Each pair of feet told the tale of their friendship and the love, respect, and dignity that defined their time together. Imagine the scene as Jesus pours water into the basin and kneels, say, at Andrew's feet. There were perhaps some smirks, or turning around, or joking, or nervous laughter. What is he doing? Jesus is attending to Andrew, only Andrew, as he carefully washes his feet, loving who Andrew is, knowing what Andrew has meant to him. Jesus dries his feet, looks up, and smiles. I imagine that the room got quiet, the way it does when something real and deep is happening. Think of the time it took to love each one of the 12 fully in the present moment, focused only on washing the feet of a dear friend. As he knelt before each one, a servant to each one, he was teaching them about servant love. Well, Peter didn't get it, at least not at first. We know that. Jesus was teaching them servant love. He was also saying goodbye. Today, Jesus is washing our hands. Each time we wash our hands, we are loving others as Jesus loves. We're scrubbing more thoroughly than we have in years, holding one hand in the other, in water as hot as we can stand it, in serving not only ourselves and our families, but serving those we have never met, for whom washing our own hands is a life-saving act. Washing our hands is our way of loving right now, just as Jesus did for the disciples. We take the time, we make the effort, we experience our hands as instruments for healing and health. It's what we can do right now when we feel so helpless. We're doing the best we can, Jesus, loving others as you love us. Look at your hands and see in your hands the record of your life. See the size, the shape, the scars, oh yeah, the age spots, pretty nails, calloused knuckles. See the specifics of your hands and see the gift your hands are to the giving to others. It's a gift we can give even when we are alone. We pray with our hands, and as you wash them, Pray for the hands of someone you don't know. Choose specific hands. Imagine the hands of the nurse in the yellow gown, whose face you can't see behind the mask, and hold that image in prayer as you wash. At another time, imagine the ambulance driver on his 20th call of the day, or the daughter at home trying to FaceTime her mother in the ICU, or the volunteer bringing food to the ER staff. Let your imagination be your guide to your prayer. And let's let the washing of our hands be a specific prayer of love. Jesus teaches us even more about love on this holy night. Soon you will hear from Luke how Jesus gave himself in love to the disciples and gives himself in love to us in the bread and wine as his body and blood. And we are to share that love, not alone, but together as a sacred offering in remembrance of this night. And one day we will be together and we will rejoice. Tonight, we can only imagine. Following this Last Supper, Jesus will go with his friends to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray and to wait. Jesus knows he's going to die. Jesus knows the painful, brutal manner of his death. Scripture tells us he's agitated, and he asks his friends to wait with him as he goes alone to pray. He throws himself down on the ground. He is alone and afraid, heart pounding. He cries out for the cup to be taken away from him. A second time he cries that if it is God's will, thy will be done. The pain and fear do not stop just because Jesus agrees or faces what's ahead of him. So he seeks his source of human comfort, his friends. They are asleep. The friends he loves, whose feet only hours ago he lovingly washed, are asleep. The disappointment stings. The loneliness he feels, we feel too, when loved ones disappoint. If we were in church right now, we would be stripping the altar of all its pretty things, all the things with fancy religious names, set up just so, now being stripped away, leaving bare the surface of the table. And we would wash it with love and dry it with love, carrying an emptiness and a heaviness in our hearts. Maybe your wish, like mine, is to scrub the whole world clean. And we weep for Jesus and for ourselves. Despite all the devastation we are experiencing, I feel close to Jesus. Do you? I see Jesus in the ICU on those hospital beds. I see Jesus in the hands of the doctor who sits alone on a back step with his head in his hands. I see Jesus in the aisle next to the young man stocking the shelves. I see Jesus on the couch next to the woman who lives alone and waits. I see Jesus in the grateful faces of those clapping for nurses. I see Jesus in the boxes on our screens. Jesus, who gave himself for us, continues to do so. The same Jesus who said, "I will be with you always." So let us walk with Jesus through these three solemn and holy days. Let us be with him in his suffering as he is with us in ours. Let us pray for the hands of others as we wash our own. Let us feel our feelings and cry out if we need to. Let us experience with Jesus both the reality of the suffering and the power of love. Amen.